WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has taken refuge in the Ecuador embassy in London, saying Australia has abandoned him and won't provide him with the legal protection he deserves. The move comes as Mr. Assange faces imminent deportation to Sweden after an appeal to Britain's Supreme Court failed last week. Correspondent Lisa Miller is outside the Ecuador embassy in London. Lisa, good morning. Do we have any more details of Mr. Assange's request?
He walked into the embassy, we're told, this afternoon and sought diplomatic sanctuary. He has written to the Ecuadorian president saying he is being persecuted, and he's argued that Australia won't defend his minimum guarantees and that Australia is ignoring its obligation to protect a politically persecuted citizen. So some fairly charged words there from Julian Assange. He told the Ecuadorians it's impossible for him to return to Australia because it won't protect him from being extradited to a country that applies the death penalty.
Lisa, this comes as a bit of a surprise, really. Is there any history between Julian Assange and Ecuador?
Well, there is some history. In 2010, Ecuador appeared to be offering an olive branch, had requested that Julian Assange come and speak to them in the country. This is after the WikiLeaks documents dump. That offer was then later retracted by the Ecuadorian leadership, but we've now discovered that President Rafael Correa on April the 17th was actually interviewed by Julian Assange on his channel, Russia Today. So that's just a matter of 2 months ago that the two men were in close contact. So it would suggest perhaps that there was more discussions then that have led Julian Assange to take this rather drastic step.
Now, Julian Assange is fighting his extradition to Sweden, partly because he sees it only as a halfway house as a final extradition to the US. Lisa, Ecuador has an extradition treaty with the US, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and this has always been Julian Assange's point, that in fact it wasn't about Sweden, it was about this fear of being indicted by the US on espionage charges. Now, the issue with Ecuador and that extradition treaty, Tony, is that it's not for crimes of a political nature, which this would be classified as. You would think if the US was wanting to put him on trial for espionage. So that appears to be the loophole in that extradition treaty that would have a big impact on Julian Assange's belief that Ecuador is a safe haven for him.
By going to the Ecuador embassy, do we take it as a sign that he's given up on any appeal to a European court?
Well, you'd have to think that he's clearly had some legal advice suggesting there was little point in going in that direction. It was only last week, as you said, that he lost his final bid in the British Supreme Court to have the court reopen the extradition case to Sweden. There was a suggestion he would then go to the European Court of Human Rights. The fact that he's now holed up in an embassy here in Knightsbridge in London would suggest that he's given up any chance on that being a successful legal route.
Just briefly, if he fails in this asylum seeker application, when does he go to Sweden?
Well, it would be imminent, a week or two at the very most, but this will probably take a while, Tony. Ecuador has released a statement saying it will carefully consider and analyse. It has an obligation to review this application, and it will get the views from the UK, the US and the Swedish governments in regard to it. No discussion about Australia.
Correspondent Lisa Miller, who's outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The federal government is yet to post any reaction to Mr. Assange's asylum request to Ecuador. The Attorney General, Nicola Roxon, says it's a matter for Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Carr, but Senator Carr is in transit and unavailable for comment.